If there was one thing you could say to Rosemary, what would it be?
Where did she kill my brother? Where did she do it? And who are these people that she bought to kill my brother? What was going on in her mind when he was crying for his life?
Sure.
What was she doing? Was she standing? Was she watching? Was she listening? Was she there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the voice of Justice Mabasa, whose brother Maurice was alleged cop killer Nomia Rosemary Nglovu's lover and one of her alleged victims. Justice's brother Maurice Mabasa was bludgeoned to death and his body found tossed outside a house in Olifantsfontein on the East Rand on October 14, 2015. That's exactly 6 years ago today. He was stabbed almost 80 times. Nglovu is accused of murdering him and five of her relatives over a six-year period, allegedly so she could cash in life and funeral insurance policies. To date, the court has heard how, for Mabasa's death alone, she was paid over R500,000. Just over 400,000 came from life and funeral policies, and over 100,000 was paid out by his employer, the U.S. Embassy. Speaking to Times Live on Wednesday, Maurice's brother Justice said they needed more than just justice for Maurice's death, but that they also needed answers, if of course it was proven that Nglovu was in fact behind the murder.
But what about the people who killed my brother? Who are they? Did she do it herself? Or what actually happened? We need to know, and also, where did she do it? Where did this thing happen? Because we don't know where it happened. And you know, cultural, we need to take the spirit of my brother home. Where do we take it? Maybe later. Maybe it will come to us or affect us as a family. That, you know what, your brother's spirit is still somewhere out there.
Sure.
And how are we going to resolve that? And the person who knows where it happened, how it happened, it's in CMAX, so I don't know where they are going to set up a ticket. Or maybe she'll be out. We don't know what will be the outcome. And when you are sitting watching her doing what she's doing, you know, changing her hairstyles as if she's like, I don't know, doing makeup and all that. Where's my brother by that time? Where is his spirit? Where did this thing happen? This case has opened my eyes in more ways than one. And since I've learned that a person can behave as if they have lost someone close to them, whereas they are pretending. And they know exactly what happened to the person. And it's so sad, like.
Yeah,
something like that has to be endured by other people.
Yeah.
And, you know, taking care of a child from a young age until they are grown, and at the end of the day they are killed like chicken, it's so wrong. Like, my mom should not have to bury a son in that fashion.
Justice also says that he believes Nglovu's actions in court reflect her trying to achieve a lighter sentence. But he holds that he and his family aren't buying it.
But Justice, I don't know if you have been following the trial or whether your mother has also been following the trial. We have seen your sister in court a couple of times. But what have you felt watching and hearing all of the things that Nomia has been saying over the last few weeks?
Or seen her doing things that was so convincing from my side that maybe she was really mourning or having like a hard time like understanding what could have happened to him. I know most of the people at some point are thinking she's losing it or she's crazy, but if a person can be able to differentiate a point where they need to defend themselves, point, they just behave like as if they are not normal. It's a sign to me that she just want to have like a state to feel pity for her, or to grant her a less harm sentence based on the fact that she could not be in her right mind. But a person who is not in her right mind will not calculate and be so cunning the manner in which she did. Like, everyone who has been following the case could see that, you know, sometimes she behaves as if she's not okay. But according to my understanding, she's a cop. She's an ex-cop. She knows which information can speak and which information cannot speak. So at this moment, it's just a game playing with people's minds and thoughts. But as for us as the family, like I said even before, we hope that positive conviction can be attained. And everyone who's like following this case must also question in case whereby, say maybe a lesser conviction can be attained, that why a person who have got so much evidence against them can just get a lesser conviction. That would be like something else in this moment. But in a way, anything is possible. But for me, I would like the mightiest of the hand of the Lord to strike her. And she must not be the light of outside anytime soon.
Justice says that his family is still struggling 6 years on. He says his mother started watching the trial, but now finds it too painful to continue. And he, too, often forgets that his brother is no longer around.
I thought at some point, maybe I was dreaming. I would wake up and then my brother would be around. But the moment I went to the mortuary and I positively saw that it was him, then, you know, everything just came clear to me that, you know what, it's normal.
Nglobo was arrested after hitmen she allegedly hired to kill her sister Joyce and her 5 children in Bushbuck Ridge informed police of the plot. They set up an undercover operation which saw her travel all the way from Johannesburg to Bushbuck Ridge with the hitman and the undercover cop, so she could point out her sister's house. She wanted them to be burned to death in the house, allegedly so she could cash in the insurance policy. She was arrested shortly after pointing out the house and boarding a taxi back to Johannesburg to cement her alibi. Justice says he believes Nglobo did not act alone in allegedly killing his brother and wishes that any accomplices who may have helped would come forward with more information. Interviews for this piece were conducted by Naledi Shange. For Times Live Podcasts, I've been Paige Muller.